Meanwhile, at least one Israeli soldier is killed in the early hours of Israel's ground invasion of Gaza. Israeli sources say at least five other soldiers have been wounded. These are the first fatalities of Israel's ground incursion, which began after 10 days of intense airstrikes on the Gaza Strip. Meanwhile, Palestinian fighters fired rockets at an area near the Hof Ashkelon Regional Council in retaliation for Israeli attacks on their territory. They also targeted Dimona City in the Negev Desert. Earlier, Palestinians said they targeted a military base north of the Gaza Strip, injuring three Israeli soldiers there. The flare-up of tensions comes shortly after a temporary humanitarian truce between Hamas and Israel came to an end. Hamas officials have also rejected Israeli claims about a new ceasefire deal. Let's get more now from Hala Al-Safadi, our correspondent with us live from Gaza. Hala, first of all, tell us about the process of the ground incursion. What's happening near the border area, the buffer zone? We're hearing at least one Israeli soldier has been killed, while more than 20 Palestinians have also died.
I actually contacted people who are living, who live in Beit Hanun and Beit Lahia areas. They confirmed that the Israeli tanks and soldiers are already in residential areas. We're not reading this in the news so far, but those residents have confirmed this, the news. Basically, there is also another incursion near the Gaza airport, which was already destroyed targeted number of times since the beginning of this escalation. So now we're witnessing an incursion in North Gaza and in South Gaza as well. In South Gaza is still limited near the Gaza airport, while in Rafah, in North Gaza, in Beit Lahia and Beit Hanun, they confirmed that they're already among residents at the moment. Even though they're already in a ground invasion, we're still hearing number of explosions taking place all over the Gaza Strip. Before we came to Al-Shifa Hospital, where I'm standing right now, there was a huge explosion heard right next to our office. The news we have so far that they've targeted a restaurant that belongs to a freed prisoner who was exiled to Gaza. So basically, airstrikes are still taking place. We're hearing a number of shelling coming from Israeli tanks as well as from gunboats. It doesn't look like it's getting any better. Actually, at the moment me speaking, there is a father who has his three-year-old son who is just right in front of my eyes. He just came out of the hospital. His son is injured and he's only 3 years old. So again, Israel continue to target civilians and causing more injuries and death in the lines of children as well. We'll try to talk to the father and hopefully we'll get an interview with him as well.
Right, hello. We're also hearing that Hamas officials have been rejecting Israeli claims about a new ceasefire deal. What can you tell us about that?
So far, Hamas did confirm that there is nothing about a ceasefire to take place. Unlike the claims that we've heard yesterday that there is a ceasefire that would start today on Friday in Gaza. They're talking about now we're actually witnessing another stage of this operation, and it doesn't seem like there would be any ceasefire after such an operation. We're talking about a ground incursion, and actually the Israel army gave this operation a new name. And once Israel gives an operation a name, it means it's serious. And it wouldn't be ending. According to an Israeli analyst, I read his article, he stated that such an operation, if it's going to continue and the ground incursion is going to keep going, basically it would be talking about a three-week operation if the army wants to destroy the tunnels and destroy the infrastructure of Hamas in Gaza Strip. So basically, Hamas is still continues to respond to those Israeli attacks. A number of rockets have been launched at Ashkelon, Ashdod, and Beersheva. There is a number of clashes and taking place between the Israeli occupation forces and Hamas militants and other fighters in the Gaza Strip. So the situation is escalating, this is for sure, and it doesn't seem like it's going to be a calm anytime soon.
Right, and Hala, just quickly before we let you go, you said that some residents have confirmed that Israeli tanks and ground forces have entered residential areas. Has Hamas said, or other Palestinian resistance fighters, how they're going to confront the ground troops of Israel?
Well, so far there is no news outlet that actually stated that they entered or they already are in residential areas. But like I said, I've contacted families there and they told me they can see the army and the tanks from their windows. Basically, Hamas has already stated that they are strong enough to face such an incursion, and this incursion would be a chance for Palestinians to free more Palestinian prisoners.